Penny, just to save you from further awkwardness, know that I'm perfectly comfortable with the two of us climbing the stairs in silence.
Oh, yeah, okay, me too. Zip it, lock it. Put it in your pocket. So you and Leonard...
Oh, dear God.
A little misunderstanding, huh?
A little misunderstanding? Galileo and the Pope had a little misunderstanding.
Anyway, I was talking to Leonard this morning, and I think he feels really bad about it.
Huh.
Well, how do you feel?
I don't understand the question.
No, I'm just asking if it's difficult to be fighting with your best friend.
Oh, I hadn't thought about it like that. I wonder if I've been experiencing physiological manifestations of some sort of unconscious emotional turmoil.
Wait, what?
I couldn't poop this morning.
Tim, I'm sure you guys can work this out.
Well, certainly preferable to my plan.
Which was?
Powerful laxative.
Okay, so you absolutely should talk to him. Look, I know Leonard values you as a friend, and he told me himself that without your little idea, there's no way he could have come up with this whole experiment thing.
Excuse me, little idea?
Yeah, I mean, he tried to explain it to me. I didn't really understand it.
Of course you didn't. He said, little idea?
Well, no. I mean, not in those words.
In what words, then, exactly?
The exact words aren't really... It's more the spirit in which
what he
said...
What did he say?
You had a lucky hunch.
Hey, Sheldon, I've been thinking. Instead of arguing about this...
Don't you ever speak to me again.
What? Okay, I'm leaving for the conference.
Have fun presenting my lucky hunch.
Shut, I didn't mean it like that.
Then why did you say it?
I don't know, I wasn't...
Were you trying to impress Penny?
No, not at all. A little bit.
How'd that work out for you?
Leonard, ready to go?
Libido, 1. Truth, 0.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you one more time. We did the work together, let's present the paper together.
And I'm telling you for the last time, it's pandering, it's undignified, and bite me.
Let's go.
Bye, Sheldon.
Goodbye, Penny. One of these days...
Go.
You're right, this side does look better.
No, I didn't say better. I said less stained.
I just checked the house. There's probably 20, 25 people in there.
You're kidding.
Is that all?
All? In particle physics, 25 is Woodstock.
Oh. Well, then good.
I wasn't expecting such a crowd. I'm a little nervous.
It's okay. Just open with a joke. You'll be fine.
Joke. Okay. How about this? Okay. There's this farmer, and he has these chickens, but they won't lay any eggs. So he calls a physicist to help. The physicist then does some calculations, and he says, I have a solution, but it only works for spherical chickens in a vacuum. Right?
Oh. Sorry, I've heard it before.
Let's roll.
Okay.
Hey, nice suit.
It's a classic, right?
I really should have brought my own car.
So, in conclusion, the data show that at temperatures approaching absolute zero, the moment of inertia changes and the solid becomes a supersolid, which clearly appears to be a previously unknown state of matter. Thank you. Are there any questions?
Yeah. What the hell was that?
Any other questions?
Dr. Sheldon Cooper here. I am the lead author of this particular paper. Thank you. And you, sir,
You have completely skipped over the part where I was walking through the park, and I saw these children on a merry-go-round, which started me thinking about the moment of inertia in gases like helium at temperatures approaching absolute zero.
I didn't skip it. It's just an anecdote. It's not science.
Oh, I see. It was the apple falling on Newton's head. Was that just an anecdote?
You are not Isaac Newton.
No, that's true. Gravity would have been apparent to me without the apple.
You cannot possibly be that arrogant.
You continue to underestimate me, my good man.
Look, if you weren't happy with my presentation, then maybe you should have given it with me.
As I've explained repeatedly, unlike you, I don't need validation from lesser minds. No offense.
Really? So why did you come?
Because I knew you'd screw this up.
I didn't screw it up!
Oh, please. I admit that spherical chicken joke, that was hilarious. But it was straight downhill from there.
You know what? I've had enough of your condescension. Maybe I didn't go to college when I was 11, like you. Maybe I got my doctorate at 24 instead of 16. But you are not the only person who is smarter than everyone else in this room. No offense. And I am clearly not the only person who is tormented by insecurity and has an ego in need of constant validation.
So you admit you're an egotist?
Yes! My name is Dr. Leonard Hofstetter, and I could never please my parents, so I need to get all my self-esteem from strangers like you. But he's worse!
Okay, that is it.
Stop it. You cannot blow up my head with your mind.
Then I'll settle for an aneurysm.
You hit me. You saw that? He hit me. Trying to blow up my head.
So it was working.
It wasn't. It was not. You are a nutcase.
Oh, see about that. Heads up, you people in the front row. This is a splash zone.
Quit it! Quit it!
Is this usually how these physics things go?
More often than you think. Fucking nerve pinch! Go! You could have offered me a ride home.
You're lucky I didn't run you over.
I really don't understand what you're so unhappy about. You begged me to come. I came. There's just no pleasing you.
You're right. I'm the problem. I'm the one that needs help.
Well, that's not much of an apology, but I'll take it.
Excuse me. Is there anything you'd like to apologize for?
Yes. I'm sorry I tried to blow up your head. It was uncalled for.
You won't believe this.
Somebody got the whole thing on their cell phone and put it on YouTube.
What?
Now, who would do that?
That would be me.
Hey, check it out. It's a featured video.
You hit me. You saw that? He hit me.
Trying to blow up my head.
So it was working.
What's that? You are a nutcase.
Well, we'll see about that. You people in the front row, heads up. This is a splash zone. How's it? Quit it. Quit it. Put you in a fucking nerve pin! Ow! You should clip your fingernails, those hurt!
Oh, jeez. Does this suit really look like that?
Forget your suit. Look at my arms waving. I'm like a flamingo on Ritalin.
Howard, would you like to explain to me why your Facebook page has a picture of me sleeping on your shoulder captioned "Me and my girlfriend"?
Uh-oh, here comes the talk.
You saw that? He hit me.
Trying to blow up my head.
So it was working.
What's that? You are a nutcase.
We'll see about that.
文旦东西吗? 对呀,很大的熊袋子。 哎,谁在搞鬼? 一个人叫 Pasadena, California 中 Wall Wizard 啊